called it a privy. I think they had, my mother never called anything by their real names, you know, they have these polite terms for everything, even a privy. So I can't remember her using that word, but outhouse, I think we'd.
Outhouse would be more likely.
What are some of the joking terms they might use for that? Do you remember any of those?
Let's see. Some of those. I remember being at a camp where they had them too. These outside targets. I have heard different names, but I can't recall them now. I just can't remember the four-seater and the two-seater and other terms. I just can't remember any of them.
Okay.
Flying impressions.
Okay, and let me see.
At home we call a toilet the throne. Mother would always say somebody's on the throne.
Do you ever have in your house one of those, maybe they usually had in a two-story house, they'll often have them downstairs, a little toilet like that where it's got just a yep. toilet and a
lavatory.
I'd call that a lavatory. Never a bathroom.
No, that was the lavatory. It had to be the lavatory.
That's sort of high class when you can have a lavatory.
I guess so. I don't know. Well, my grandmother would call that a lavatory, and that's what everybody else called it. And, by George, that's what it was.
The big building behind the house on a farm where they would keep the hay and so on.
I'd call it a barn.
Okay.
Now, so I'm not, you know, not that familiar.
Yeah. Then